And everybody, welcome once again to another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. Yes, yes, I am glad. And I'm so privileged to be with you on today. Thank you. Weekly, many of you tune in and go to the website of the Law Attraction Radio Network. Some of you may even view or hear me on the iHeartRadio. Just so many options to enjoy this wonderful broadcast. And I pray that you have been inspired throughout all of our sessions together. And I want to encourage you. I really do. I want to encourage you to continue to listen, to support Dr. Mosley and others that are really desiring for you to achieve your best right now. You know, that's really what the law of attraction is about. Number one, we are attracting the good that we deserve and that we desire. And along the way, we are attracting people, energies that will help us to achieve those goals. I want to encourage you to know your goal is achievable. You really can. You can achieve your heart's desire. And I really want you to believe that. You know, as a minister, I encourage others to know God does not want you to fail. No. Now, let's go to church for just a moment, okay? Hold on. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. Now, the reason why he did that was to prove that you do not have to succumb to somebody's negativity. You don't have to succumb to somebody's opinion of you. You make your own choice. All you have to do is simply believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in God. Believe in that divine energy that will cause you to reach your goal. Wow. So listen, I want to thank you so very much for being a part. And don't forget to go visit our website, drmichaelmosley.com. Now listen, we're going to talk about that in the including, I have another opportunity that I'm going to present to some of you, a chance to get a quick reading, what we call a jump start, or it's called a spiritual revealing, getting ready for 2023. But you know what? I have some callers already in queue, and we're going to talk to them. But today, I want to ask a question. What are your triggers? What are your triggers? You know, what are some things that really can just tick you off? And what are some things that can just really cause you to feel that love and that inspiration? We all have triggers. We really do. We all, I remember when I was a little boy, my mother would get up early on Thanksgiving morning. I didn't know what day it was really, but I could tell by a certain smell that was coming out of the kitchen. It's a holiday. That's all I knew. Now, as an adult, I know that it's celery, onion and bell pepper sauteed in butter. When I smell that aroma, I know, it's a holiday. But that triggers and really causes me to just really get excited about the holidays. Wow. There are triggers. Sometimes when you see your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend, or maybe even hear their name, it can trigger you. Let's talk about that right now. Okay, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. I think I need some water. And I've been battling allergies, y'all. Pray for me here. But listen, let me take a quick sip of water. And I'm coming back. And I got some callers already in queue. And let's find out what are some of our triggers and what we can do about them. On your spiritual GPS to success, I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll talk to you now. Hold on. I'm coming right back. You are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am just glad to be here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. We are destined to have a great time right now. You know what? What are some of the triggers that are bothering you, that really even sometimes discourages us? What are some of those triggers that really causes us to really get angry sometimes? You know, sometimes we have those triggers. You know, many times I've come to understand that it's our environment that sometimes blocks us from achieving the goals that we really want to achieve. It's the things around us. So we got to understand, now we all got this, that we really do want to succeed, right? We want to achieve the best of our dreams, but sometimes there are little things that come to block us, and that's what I call those triggers that make us angry. And then sometimes we have those triggers that motivate us. I want to know today, what are some of your triggers? What are some of those things that really help, and maybe some of those things that just really agitate you? You know, I remember I was speaking one time and I said this, and it's true. Everybody knows that association brings about assimilation. So whatever you associate with, you begin to act like, you begin to look like it, you begin to assimilate with it, and you begin to attract that. Association attracts assimilation. So if you associate with beautiful things, do you know what becomes of you? You become beautiful. You really do become beautiful. When you associate with beautiful, pretty, dynamic things, you know, and it can trigger a wonderful response in you. Sometimes even that favorite perfume, ladies, that you put on, it causes a trigger. It makes you, what, fling your hair back sometimes, right? Or fellas, when we put on that aftershave and it kind of makes us flex our muscles a little bit. See, it's a trigger. Not all triggers are bad. Not all triggers are bad. But sometimes some triggers can really block you from your success. Sometimes your triggers can really block you. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, be alert and be sober-minded, because your enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion and trying to devour, trying to destroy. And sometimes that enemy or that spirit is very sneaky. And if you're not aware of your triggers, he can get you. You know, it's the holiday time and, you know, we're going to be around some family, friends and all of that. And sometimes you know that the person that may y'all may not have the best of maybe a relationship. Well, you got to be aware. Know that that cousin or that particular in-law has a way of triggering you. So what you want to do is be prepared in your mind. Now, look ahead. I know Uncle Bubba gonna be there. So you know what? Because we always bump heads. He always want to get me in a corner and talk about politics, you know? And so we know that. So, you know, what we say, headed off at the pass, right? Look at here, Bubba. Now, I ain't talking no politics with you. Okay, well, you just being scared. Okay, call it what you want to, Bubba, but I ain't talking no politics. See, you're preparing your mind for the trigger and knowing how to respond to that trigger. It can help you maintain your peace. It can help you maintain your mindset of productivity. Because sometimes some people just want to get you all upset and angry, and that gets you off of what you are mentally attracting. Because now when you're upset, you're attracting more anger. So now you're causing problems with other people that are there trying to enjoy the holiday dinner or the holiday party. It's important to know, what are your triggers? What triggers you? What are even some movies? Even now, of course, at the time of this recording, we're in the Christmas season. But some movies I'm not ready to watch because it will trigger an emotion from me. And, you know, that emotion, because, you know, my mother passed away a couple of years ago. But still, do y'all believe it or not, I still get triggered emotionally. I still get to that point where I'm missing, oh Lord, help me. You know, and I get myself together, but sometimes I'll see a movie. I've seen television shows that had a Christmas scene in it, and oh, there I go, a tear is dropping from my face. But I understand what happened. It triggered me. And so I got to be cautious and be aware of my triggers. Listen, I got some callers already in queue, and I'm going to ask them about their triggers and also give some readings of today to some of these wonderful callers. And listen, if you ever want to be a part of one of my live shows, it's recorded. All you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691, and you too will get that notification when I'm doing a live recorded show. Okay, so listen, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back because I got some people I got to find out, or I want to find out, what are some of those triggers and how they deal with those triggers. We'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach, and I am grateful. I am so grateful that you're tuning in to us on today, talking about triggers. What are some of those triggers? What are some of those things that, you know, that just really, it irks you? You know what? Honestly, some people even have a trigger about going to church. Just the idea of going to church, like, you know, give them the heebie-jeebies, because really, maybe from a child, church was so long, or church was boring, or they did not like the people in the church, you know, and all of that. So sometimes there are some people just like, "Ooh, you want to go to church with me? I'll catch you next time." It can really be, and sometimes it can make you angry. It can really make you, and that has happened. How can you be angry going to church, you old sinner? No, you know, you don't know everybody's story. Some people were made or forced to go to church, and it took their freedom away from them. So it's a lot of things that go into triggers. Listen, let me see if I can go to my first call, I believe, Dr. Tamika. Let's see if we can get her on the line really quickly. And if you can unmute your phone for me, Dr. Tamika, I think we're good to go. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Mosley and everyone.
Blessings to you on today. How are you doing, Dr. Tamika Pierce?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Now, what is your doctorate in?
My doctorate is in organizational leadership with a minor in conflict resolution.
Oh, wow. Oh, that you know, that sounds so impressive. It is. It is.
Thank you.
Wait, your minor is in, say it again?
Conflict resolution.
Oh, boy. I would love to have you at some of these holiday dinners. Really, maybe you could resolve the conflict. Now, listen here, everybody. Just settle down. Well, I'm a Republican. Well, I'm a Democrat. And I don't know. Well, you need to tell him, Dr. Pierce, that he's wrong. And well, no, Dr. Pierce, you need to tell her. Do you have a battle sometime with your family? Can you resolve this issue? Do they sometime come to you for resolution?
You know, I kind of, when family comes around, I kind of set the tone, let them know that we're here for fun and laughter and just fellowship. So that kind of sets the tone for the evening.
No, you ain't gonna get off that easy. But you know what? Now, honestly, if you do, you know, it's a catch 22 that, because some people go say, "Oh, that ain't nobody but Tamika. That ain't nobody but Tamika. Tamika don't, she don't know what she's talking about." Now, although you have been certified and you have got your education, and I believe they did that to Jesus. That ain't nothing but Mary and Joseph's boy. I changed this little diaper. He was trying to he was trying to play doctor with somebody's gonna always try to discredit you. But Dr. Pierce, tell me, what is something that may trigger you?
When I think back about it, I do think about, I do have a brother who, randomly comes to family functions. And I used to get so upset and just so beside myself when he wouldn't come. And it would trigger sadness and disappointment. So what I've started doing throughout the years now is I have no expectation. I don't know if that's good or bad. I just have no expectation. He was, even as recently as Thanksgiving, I invited him and his family. Everyone came but him. He said he was tired. And I didn't even get upset because I didn't have an expectation for him to come. Mm. I love him dearly. He knows I love him. But I no longer have an expectation.
You know, one thing that I want to encourage you to do first, I think you in the right step. I could appreciate that you don't have no expectation, and that helped you to stay calm. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Yes.
But I want to encourage you to go to the next step. I think that's the first step that you had to do, was to cancel out your expectation, because that caused you to maintain control. But what I'm hearing in my spirit is to go to the next step, and that next step is appreciation. Appreciate your brother, even for not coming. Thank you for not coming. Thank you for following your feelings, following what you needed to do for you. And thank you for maybe even letting you know that he wasn't coming because you said he was tired. Thank you. Get that even that energy, because sometimes if the person comes or whatever what you were trying for them to do and they were reluctant, if they finally do it, it may be more chaotic than it would be calming.
Okay.
Sometimes I've heard some people say, well, why don't you just go out to the club with us? Come on. No, I don't want to go. Come on, it's going to be fun. And so you finally get them out there and they sit there like a bump on the stoop. Just, I'm just so tired. And you're like, we should have left you at home. And like, well, that's where I wanted to be in the first place. So I want you to, now I know where you're going, where you desire, I believe I do, but I feel that you desire for that family camaraderie to come together. Well, right now, this may be the season to really back off, and maybe they never come, and that's okay, but we're going to operate in appreciation, because I want you to go beyond expectation, because no expectation is still hurtful. It's still painful.
It is.
So right now we want to get out of that pain, because you're going to attract more pain. It's just like saying, I wasn't expecting them for Christmas, and then you don't get anything. And like, see, I told you I wasn't going to see, because I know they don't ever buy me nothing, but it's painful. So just get to the point, I appreciate them not coming, because if it's going to be argumentative, if it's going to be combative, the best thing for them to do is not to come. So, hey, my brother, because you said he knows that we love him. He knows that you love him. That's the appreciation. Just appreciate my love and appreciate his love. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. So do I verbally tell him thank you, or thank you for, or just, it's just an inward thing?
It really is. You can thank him for certain things. Thank you for being an awesome brother, or thank you. Just know that I do love you. And thank you for, taking my call. I just really want you to know I appreciate you, or responding to my text. I really want you to know I appreciate you and I love you. But see, it's coming from that genuine feeling within of appreciation. It first starts within you, having that genuine appreciation, because the feeling that is within is no expectation. So now we want to replace that inward feeling to now let me have appreciation. And that appreciation, that energy will dictate what you need to say to him. I appreciate you for being there. Even being, it's either the older brother or the younger.
Oh, he's the youngest.
So just say, I appreciate what you've accomplished. You've been, I appreciate you for being, being able to be my brother. I appreciate you for your accomplishments in life and your love and even having the guts to follow what you want to do. I appreciate you and just know that I do love you. We just want to give that energy of appreciation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where the healing will begin. If you stay there with no expectation, that's not healing. That's just only a band-aid, but the wound is still there. We want to heal. Now, again, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, in everything, give thanks. Just give. We may not understand it, and we may not even like it, but we're just going to give thanks for it and just say, you know what? I appreciate this. I have to find something about this that I appreciate and just focus on that, that if he would have came to the events, it maybe wouldn't have been what you desire for it to be. Let me go here one more thing before I get your question. This appreciation is the energy that will open the door for understanding. This is what my spirit is telling me. If you just get into a mode of appreciation, then it'll open the door to get understanding. Just to say, well, you know, the reason why I didn't come because I don't like this happening. This bothered me a few years ago. But they had to get to that common feeling or that feeling of being safe. So when we give a genuine appreciation, that says we're safe. But if we just stay with that no expectation, it's still bumpy, it's still pain, and there's no safety there. Does that make sense?
It makes sense because this has been going on for years, and he's missed out on a lot of, you know, a lot of important events. He's my only brother. My other brother passed away, so he's the only uncle to my child, and he's missed out on some great events. His family comes. But he doesn't.
Well, again, just that appreciation. And I know it's painful. And according to you, it's really your desire. And that's nothing wrong with that. You want your brother around. And that is such... That is really awesome. I'm going to be honest. That is really awesome. That, yeah. You know, you really do want your little brother around. But there's something within him. Maybe he's a bit embarrassed. Maybe he's ashamed about something. But right now, just giving him that energy of appreciation. Okay. Have you ever, let me say it this way. A little quick little story. I was in a mood one time, kind of like in a bad mood. And I was cooking something and I made my children's dinner. I think everybody, most of you all have heard this story before. But I made my children's dinner. And I made their plates and I asked them to come and get their food. And so my little boy and my little girl were there, my younger two. And my baby girl, she was about maybe 5 years old or maybe four. And she kept calling my name, Daddy, Daddy. And I had a little bad mood, just like, oh, I said, what, Michaela? And she looked at me and said, thank you for fixing my plate.
Oh.
You see, that was the response that I'm like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Oh, baby, Daddy, do you want another plate, baby? You want some ice cream? You want Daddy to make you a cake? What? And I was serious. I would have done whatever I could for that little girl at that moment. And that's what thanks will do. Appreciation will do. It'll open the door for so much more to follow. Okay?
I have been praying for healing.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Now, did you have another question I can answer for you real quickly? I done took up a lot of time with you, but I felt it was important.
I'll wait.
No, give me your question. Give me your question. I don't mind.
I'm in the process of, I'm wanting to, I have for years, I have asked you this before about my career and about growth. but I have come to the conclusion that I'm going to let go of what I have been seeking. I have been seeking promotion in my career for years, and it's not happening. So I have come to the conclusion of letting it go because I feel like what I want doesn't want me. So I am seeking other avenues, different industries.
Okay, what you want does want you. It just may not be where you want it at.
I believe that.
So that's the difference. I don't want you to give up on, because, you know, you make your request known unto God. This is what you're wanting. And he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. It just may not, the better route or the better idea of it may not be at that location or that particular industry. It just, but what you want is coming, which is promotion. And I'm going to go back, which is why I wanted your question. I feel it's going back. What you really want is appreciation, because Absolutely. That appreciation will increase value and even compensation. So again, you're wanting what I need you to give even to your brother, and you're going to see it really manifest even within your family. Okay. And within your career. So what you want does want you. It just may not be where you're looking at it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now let me know how that thing turns out with you, with that appreciation. Focus on it, and I believe you're going to feel better, and he will too. And I just believe that you'll see your brother come around very soon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Listen, everybody, you're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got quite a few calls that are in queue, and we're going to find out more about these triggers. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, sometimes when we want to reach that level of success, you know, being on our GPS system, sometimes we have those triggers. Even when you're en route somewhere, some people kind of freak out on traffic. I had a reading today with a lovely lady, and she said, I'm different. She said, really, when I get off work, I look forward to traffic because that's my me time. Really. And she said, I look forward to the traffic on the way home. I listen to music and I just take my time and get home. And that's my time to de-stress. I don't get stressed in traffic. I'm like, whoa. Sometimes when we're on our path to success, you got to find out, what are your triggers? What are those things that are triggering you? Maybe I need to look at it differently. Maybe I even need to respond differently, that I can have a different result. Listen, I believe I'm going to Chanel. Let's see, Chanel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Chanel, where are you calling me from?
I am calling you out of Frisco, West Plano, Texas.
Oh, West Plano, Texas. All right. Texan. I love. Now wait a minute. Isn't that up? Is that North Texas?
This is North Dallas.
I thought so. Yeah, that's why I said North Texas. Okay. Yeah. Are you a Dallas Cowboy fan?
I am. But I'm also originally from Atlanta, Georgia. So I am a little transplant here. So I am a Cowboy, though. I do like the Cowboys. When I was a little girl, I liked Emmitt Smith. Of course, Deion Sanders. I love Deion Sanders.
Yeah, you and my wife, y'all would have a field day talking about all the sports.
I love Deion Sanders.
I would just say, give me another chicken wing. You know, that's me. Just give me another chicken wing. Listen, I bless God for you, Miss Chanel. Now, Chanel, do you have a trigger? What triggers you?
It may be a person. I was just home in Atlanta over the weekend. I haven't seen my dad in a while. But since a child, or when I moved in with him at 10, that's when it started. But he's just been kind of triggering me all my little life. Now, it's done got better, because it trigger a flutter inside, and then I'll be proactive with what my reaction is to him. But he still bothers me, and I don't know why. Well, I know why, but I don't know why he behaves like this. Like, he has all daughters. It's just the weirdest thing. But that's just his ego. That's him. So
he's
trying to figure out how to better deal with him.
So you trying to figure out how to better deal with him. And so in understanding, because what I'm hearing is you just saying, well, that's just him. That's just him. Do you feel that you are more understanding now of him than ever, or are you more dismayed or more confused now than ever as to why he triggers you?
I'm more of understanding now, but just the fact that he, like, comments he'll make, and just him being, you know, in his ego. And I'm being a young lady. He's what, 65 now? So I don't know. I just think he just needs to be a little bit softer to ladies, but the fact that he has all daughters and one granddaughter is not ironic, right? So, yeah, it's three more, so it's four daughters and then a granddaughter, so that's five of us.
Wow.
Five, so he has to deal with five women until you know, one of us has a son, which you've predicted for me, having a son or what have you, but he has all daughters. Yep.
So when you go around your father, how do you prepare yourself mentally?
I just kind of always say things in my head, so I already know, you know, some stuff, how he is and how he behaves.
Okay.
So I just kind of like let it be. He did that this weekend when he was mentioning he was going to move my car. And by the morning, and then by that morning, he didn't move the car. So I'm running outside because the other person needs to get out the garage. And I was just like, "Dad, you didn't move my car." He was like, "I didn't. What?" And I was like, "Nothing." So it's just like, you just know.
just
feel like you're a child. You know,
gotcha.
It's just like, "Dad, you didn't do something." And he was like, "I didn't do what?" You know, he changes his tone, and then you just be like, "Never mind.
It ain't even worth it going into it." But that's good. You know how to just shut that down and let me go ahead on, not to be combative, not to go back and forth. So that's a good thing. So now tell me, Chanel, what is something I can look into for you on tonight?
Oh, just now my career path, too. I'm kind of similar to the space of Dr. Houston, just finished speaking. Should I be in this space? Should I do other things in other programs, targeting things that are morally about my purpose? I do have an interview, a second interview. They really do love me, but they are in a whole nother state. It's about to be cold, and I'll be a senior program manager, targeting youth and doing things with youth training. And right now I do things in project management and program management. And I have my master's and an MBA in project management. But I'm just wondering, should I be doing something more that is more in my purpose? I mean, working in technology and doing these things on and off for 12 years now has been great. But I just don't think it's purpose driven. And so maybe working to trigger students and youth coming out of high school and getting their career path started definitely could be something more that's going to be purpose driven for me. So I just don't know if I'm in my purpose right now, having all the degrees and accolades and things of that nature. And when I do get roles, make decent money. But right now I'm thinking that maybe I'm not in my purpose, and I possibly need to be in a space where I am in my purpose.
Do you feel fulfilled in doing the work that you're doing?
The last project that I was working on, it was almost like it was too good to be true. It was with Salesforce. I was on the training team. We were selling training software. I worked actually as an international project manager over a team in the Philippines. So it was just a lot of tracking, monitoring, following back up with the customers or our client. Well, my team, I can just do that in my sleep in a way. I felt like it was very easy, made great money, but I don't know if it was going to be fulfilling for long. So the project ended a couple weeks ago, but I was just like, at the end of the day, I don't think I would have been fulfilled long term. It just would have been like, oh, I make decent money.
Okay, let's stop right there. What I encourage you to do is simply enjoy the moment, each moment. I've heard you mention the word purpose so much, and that's good, but I feel that you have more than one purpose. And right now, all of these different jobs or opportunities are building your purpose. We talk about, again, this is the Christmas time at this recording, and we think about the Virgin Mary. Well, the angel said to her, you have found favor, which means she was under surveillance. God was watching her and the different things that she was doing, not just one, but the different things, I believe, let me say it that way. He's been watching her and noticing her, how she handles herself, how she's productive, how she thinks. That's what I mainly feel. So I do feel your purpose is to, even on this particular job or this opportunity, to gain the insight, to gain the information, even gain momentum or even people that you need to know as you go up to fulfilling your main purpose. All you're doing is gathering other information and other people that will help you fulfill that particular one goal that you have. Okay.
Okay.
So hang in there. I pray that the opportunities that you desire, I pray they really are good and they're easy for you. And just enjoy and keep making all that money, okay? All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Blessings to you. Listen, let me go. I love her energy. I just love her energy. She's just so full of life. Let me go to Keisha. Let's see if I can find Keisha. You know, we're just talking about purpose. What, not purpose, but really triggers. She said that word purpose, and sometimes it's a good trigger for me, because someone told me this recently. He said, Dr. Mosley, I rarely meet people that really enjoy what they're doing, and you're one of those ones that just enjoy what you're doing. And the client mentioned to me, said, you just enjoy your purpose. I'm like, yes, I really do. I really, really do. Let me talk to Keisha. Keisha, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you, Dr. Mosley?
I'm wonderful, beautiful angel. And she takes the most pretty little pictures, just pretty. Just pretty pictures. Now, don't you tell your partner that I'm flirting. I'm not flirting. I'm just complimenting. You know, it's sad today that people can't really compliment each other, because without thinking something, he after you. No, I'm not. No, no, no. I'm just complimenting you. But Keisha, as pretty as you are, what triggers you?
Oh, my. Okay. Well, the one thing that triggers me the absolute most is dishonesty, especially if it's unnecessary. So I'm a pretty tolerant person by nature, very patient. I always kind of have a safe space for people. I'm the family therapist, we'll put it that way.
Yes.
I always people, whether it's friendships, relationships, coworkers, family, that are usually very dishonest. And I usually can point that out like right off the bat, but I just don't understand why people don't lean in on being truthful or true to self versus, you know, kind of making things up or being dishonest about things. So that triggers me.
The dishonesty. How do you handle that when you realize that this person's been lying to me? What do you do?
So usually I, back in the day, I would just have a fit about it, you know, but now I kind of lean into wonder, you know, try to figure out why, you know, there's a way to approach it, having empathy, you know, and understanding and really having an ear to listen to understand, you know, why a person would go that route versus just being truthful. And a lot of the times it's because they may be afraid or they may be ashamed, or maybe that is a trait that they've kept from childhood where they had to, you know, stretch or bend the truth. But in most cases, I seek to understand versus to, you know, be upset about it. But it does trigger me.
You know, I agree. It evidently is something that is painful behind the lie, and they're trying to cover it up. So I agree. They're afraid and most likely ashamed. So, Keisha, what can I answer for you on today?
Ooh, so this was a perfect topic. So, as you know, I have a new love situation going on. It's going fantastic.
Wonderful.
I absolutely love it. Fantastic time. It is great. However, when it comes to things like honesty and all that type of stuff, I'm very used to dealing with people who have been dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you come down a couple years down, months down, and you figure those things out. And so far, I've been dealing now with someone who is very upfront, who communicates very well and shows, you know, these things through his actions. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, what can I do to move out of that old mindset into, hey, this is a brand new person who's showing me how he feels. He's taking the actions to communicate with me, and I don't want to self-sabotage this. So how do I move past my years of being in these situations to something that really to me is a little foreign, because I never really experienced dating someone who was that open.
Do you like it?
I do. It felt weird for a little while. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So now.
Like, oh,
so now.
Conversation? Oh.
This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to relax in the enjoyment. And I know that's probably a mouthful, but relax in the enjoyment, like a breath of fresh air. Breathe in. Ah, oh, that is so refreshing to hear somebody really tell me their truth, their honesty. And, oh, that feels wonderful. Can we go to the movies? No, I don't like going to the movies. Oh, I just like that they're honest with me and just really enjoy that. And I'm going to go back to a word we said earlier, which was appreciation. I appreciate that and really mean it. You'll soon enjoy that feeling. So practice enjoying that moment and appreciating the honesty of that person. Relax in it and just enjoy it. And you're going to get used to it even more. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to mess this up. So I am just trying my best to make sure that I show up and I am giving him a fair chance as he's given me. And I like this. So even though it was weird at first, I want to make sure it stays on the straight and narrow.
Keep enjoying the moment. I believe you're going to be really surprised. So, and keep me posted how things are going, okay?
Listen, I will. Thank you, Dr. Mosley, as always.
You're more than welcome, little angel. God bless you. And listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? I am so happy. I really, really am. Listen, let me take a quick break and I'm coming right back. But you know what? I forgot to tell you all. Listen, I have a new, new service that I'm doing. If you text the word jump start. Just one word, jumpstart, to 40691. You can get your 2023 Jumpstart Spiritual Revealing. Now, it's a 10-minute reading that I give, and it's recorded, and I send it to you, okay? It's a personal one. So soon as you order that spiritual revealing, it's only $33, and it's a 10-minute recording that I will send personally to you about what I feel Spirit is sharing with me about you. So all you got to do is text the word jumpstart to 40691, or, you know, you can text reading, but it's only $33. You got to submit your email, and I will send you back your personalized 10-minute reading via email, okay? So you got to do this. Others have already taken advantage of it, and I got a couple of things. I woke up one day and I had several people that, and I didn't realize that, where did you get this from? I haven't posted it yet, but they said, yes, you did. So I encourage you, text the word jumpstart to 40691. It's only $33. And all you got to do is just make sure you give me your email address and I will give you your 10-minute personalized reading for you. Okay. Listen, I am ready to go to Anita. Let's see if I can get Anita to mute her line, and let's see if I can find Anita. Anita, how you doing on today?
Good, doctor. How are you?
I'm wonderful, my dear. Blessings to you. And doing well there in Nashville?
I am. It is raining, but I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Now, Anita, what is one thing that triggers you?
Okay, so I was in Walmart, I think earlier this week, and I was looking for a skirt for my tree, but of course I was in the seasonal section, kind of sort of like where the grills and stuff are, mm-hmm. and I couldn't find the skirt, so I noticed that they had some more Christmas stuff, like in the garden area, and as I'm back there, it's like dark, but it's lit up a little bit, but it's... I noticed that all of the Wakanda Forever action figures... were in there, and I was like, why isn't this with the rest of the toys? And that just really burnt me up, because I was like, all of this other stuff, y'all got Cocomelon out, y'all got LOL, but y'all don't have Wakanda Forever out here, where and you got the Monopoly game of Wakanda, you got all of these games, but you don't have it sitting in the center aisle, you have it where nobody can see it, and it really just ticked me off.
Now, I'm curious as to why did it tick you off so bad?
Because I felt like these are black action figures and the rest of the stuff that is out doesn't really pertain to us.
I see. So it felt...
So if I wanted to buy a child an action figure from Wakanda because that's what they're into, I would have never known that Walmart sold it had I not been looking for a tree skirt.
Wow. So could it be? Could it be that maybe Spirit allowed you to find that to really see an issue? And maybe it's time for you to become more involved. Maybe even telling the store manager or writing a letter to the store manager and saying, it would be nice, or I would appreciate if you would put more of the Wakanda Forever information or products or merchandise out where it could be seen more. It's really, that could be an indicator for you to become more involved. So sometimes,
same thing my guy said last night.
Yeah, I think that's what it could be. And then, you know, some people, they're just really not aware. Some people don't know. And some people, again, we talk about, I had a conversation with a lady that was dark skinned, and mm-hmm. and she said to me, how come nobody really pay a lot of attention to the dark skinned ladies? You know, even for the pent up models, they want the light skin. I said, well, uh-huh. I said, I'll be honest. I never really seen too many dark skinned ladies that will be proud to even display their face or be models. As there are a few, but I said on Facebook, on a lot of the social media, I don't see them. So why don't you be one of the ones to not be ashamed? Oh no, I don't want to put my face out there. Well, then how can you expect us to really, because the light skin models, they know they're pretty, but what's up with you? Don't you know you're pretty? Don't you think that you are? So sometimes it's not that they are putting you down. It's just that they're not aware of how important it is, or maybe see the opportunity that is, it needs to be presented even more. So, Miss activist, we need you to be involved a little bit more. So now, what is your question that I can look into for you on today, Miss Anita?
I just need to know if there is something that I need to be doing going towards 2023. Like, is there something I could do better? Is there something I need to be aware of? Just, I don't know. I don't I don't want to go into 23 blind, but I don't want to say where I am leaving 22.
Well, now, first of all, you just need to get that reading that I said is only $33. So you need to get that one.
I got you.
I really would say I need you to. Well, this goes with what I just said about being an activist. I need you to realize your strength. I need to realize your strength. You are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. And I think you can be bold about it at times, but then you can renege on it. You can pull back from it. I need you to realize that who you are and the reasons why you think differently sometimes. You could be a bit feisty and you could be a bit assertive, which is part of your character. Be that. Be who God has made you to be, because it does serve a purpose. So be that strong individual. Be you. And let God do the rest. Just be you, be strong, and allow that strength to come forth. That doesn't mean you have to always be strong. No, because God knows sometimes you want to be soft and be held and be cuddled, and that's what I'm hearing. But also, if just realize, he'll attract what you need if you really be who you are. Be honest about yourself, and then you can honestly get the support that your spirit, your mind, your body is desiring. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Go for it and get that reading. Text the word jumpstart to 40691. Okay, Anita?
Yes, sir. I got you.
God bless your heart, my dear. Listen, let me see if I can go to another call. And by the way, others of you, get this. It's a 10-minute recording that I do. All you got to do is text the word jumpstart to 40691 and get your 10-minute reading, okay? I believe I want to go, if I can go to Miss Porter. I think it's Porter. I believe I see Porter on my screen here is what my computer is trying to tell me. And let's see. Miss Porter?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What is your trigger? What triggers you? What is that thing that triggers you? What is that thing that just causes you to just, sometimes it can cause you to get really upset or just a little agitated, or maybe it's a person that triggers you. What is that trigger for you? Don't know, or did you realize what it was?
I think poor service, especially in healthcare, because I'm a healthcare provider. That really it does something to me.
Wow. I can understand that, because of that's your career and you have been taught a certain level of excellence. And I feel that it triggers you when that level is not being met. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
I can agree with that. I could go on about that because I got some things to say about it, but I only have a few more minutes left on this program. But so tell me, what is it that I can look into for you on today, Miss Porter?
Honestly, I always have the same stance with that. Whatever spirit leads you to say or impart to me, I'm open to receive that.
All right. I want to encourage you. You know, I hear that old childhood saying, put your hand on your hip and let your backbone slip, whatever that means. But I really see you putting your hands on your hips. That's what I do see. Now, that's telling me it's a position of authority. And so I really feel that spirit is desiring for you to recognize your authority. Recognize some things you don't have to deal with, some things you don't have to put up with, because you're an authority figure. You have the authority to rebuke the devourer. You can do this. I know God does say that in the Bible, but you can do that as well. You have the power to condemn every negative tongue. You have the power to say yes. You have the power to say no. You have the power to decide. You have the power to vote. I need you to utilize your authority. Stop allowing things to consume you that are not really meant for you. Okay? Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
So I want you to really utilize your power. You're another one. You need to go on and get that jump start, okay? Get your jump start reading. Text the word jump start to 40691, and it's $33, and I'll send you back an email with a recording on that. And really, jump start it by recognizing your power, okay? Will you do that for me?
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, let me give you an opportunity to write that down or just go ahead on and text it real quickly. Text the word jumpstart to 40691, okay? And schedule it. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Moseley, your spiritual life coach. I am so happy to be with you on today. You know, we all have our triggers. We all have things that kind of set us up in a good mood and maybe kind of tick us off every now and then. But you need to be aware of what those triggers are. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, why am I responding like this? Why am I upset with this person? Why? Well, sometimes it's because that was a trigger. Sometimes you're mad, even at your kids or your significant other, and look like for no reason at all, but something triggered you. Sometimes I'm crying, even in the holiday season, because you know what? I saw something on television that reminded me of a loved one that passed away. And I'm like, why am I crying? Why am I feeling melancholy? I'm not depressed. It's the holiday season. But that was something that triggered me. And it's okay to investigate what that is so I'll know how to prepare. Some things I know, even if I'm watching holiday movies, okay, I'm good, but let me be prepared because sometime this may trigger me. And if I start to feel that feeling, I know how to respond. Let me just kind of move around or change my thought pattern or do something different. And it's okay because I want, more importantly, to reach my goal. And that goal is success. Achievement, manifestation. Don't allow things that will trigger you to distract you, because once you are distracted, then that's what you will attract. You attract more distraction. So again, the key word for today that I'm hearing is really appreciation. Appreciation. Appreciation for those, even those triggers. I'm glad that that triggered me, so I know I do have an issue with that. So let me avoid that, or let me just kind of get my mindset prepared. And when you go into the holidays, I know this person do not know how to make cornbread dressing. Ooh, and it triggers me. But so let me just already prepare my taste buds, prepare my mind to lie and say this is good. But anyway, be aware of your triggers this holiday season. Find out what you need to do that can really help you to avoid or even to deal with them, just to handle them, so that we can move forward and be what God wants us to be. Listen, don't forget, go to the website, drmichaelmoseley.com. Schedule your spiritual revealing, is what I call it, your Jumpstart 2023. Okay, text the word Jumpstart to 40691 and schedule your session with me. And really, it's not a session, it's just a recording that I will send to you on your email. Okay, so text the word Jumpstart to 40691, and it's only $33, and you will receive that special recording from me. I'm not out of love. I'm not out of words, but I am out of time. Blessings to all of you. Promise me one thing. Yeah, that you go get the Jumpstart and text it to 40691. But more importantly, that you're going to stay on your path, your spiritual path, your GPS path to great success. I'll talk to you again next time, everybody. Blessings now.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.